nation a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house today. Send away the word.
The master key to unstoppable open doors is divine presence. Divine presence. If you want any door to be opened, just carry God with you. When you carry God, you carry go. Praise the Lord. When you carry God, all doors are open for you. There is no door that can be shut against God. Remember what he said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. Revelation chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things say he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I decree today, as the door is open for you, no man will be able to close the door. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever door you want open today, I want you to praise your way into that open door. I want you to praise your way into marital open doors. I see a lot of people getting married even this year in this church. I see a lot of people getting engaged, even in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I see business breakthroughs in this church. You know, last week I was mentioning about business exploit. You don't have to be working for somebody. Praise the Lord. Even if you work for somebody, you can still run your business. There is opportunity for multiple streams of income. You can be working for the government and you can still have your business. Nothing stops that. Praise the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the doors of business opportunities will open for you. Amen. The doors of financial breakthrough will open for you. Amen. The doors of healing, health, and wholeness will open for you. Amen. Doors of favor will open for you. Amen. When the doors of favor open for one, one ceases from struggle. I pray in the name of Jesus today, you cease from all your struggles. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is the divine presence that guarantees open doors. Why? How? Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I decree in the name of Jesus, all everlasting gates are open for you. Amen. All doors are open for you. Amen. That is why I can tell you so many things today of what qualifies you for open doors. But the master key to open doors is divine presence. That's the master key. Now, when you have the master key, you don't need to carry too many keys. I shared the testimony of a man that was always envying the janitor. He was in a company and he was like, oh, I wish I can, you know, have the kind of power this janitor has. He has the key. Every time they want to open somewhere, they have to call him. Maybe when I become the boss, I can also have my own set of keys like him, so that I won't have to call him. So one day was promoted to be the boss and was so excited that he's going to have the bunch of keys. Meanwhile, they just gave him one key to his office. this is your key. He was now so happy. So I thought, but he couldn't complain. He was just saying to him, I thought I would have access to, why should janitor have access to everywhere? I'm the boss. I should also have my own duplicate. If he has, as a janitor to open, but at least I should be able to enter anywhere I want to enter. So one day, he wanted to open a particular place, and there was no key. So we're waiting on the janitor. Janitor was nowhere to be found. And so the overall boss called him. So what happened? Now, why have you not accessed this place? He said, the janitor is nowhere to be found. He said, you have the key. He said, no, I didn't have the key. You gave me just the key to my office. He said, that's the key. The key opens everywhere. He said, what? Shout hallelujah. So he has the master key. So from that day, he walked with his hand in the pocket and showed hallelujah with the master key. He doesn't have to wait for the janitor. He opens anywhere he wants to open. That is what God is giving you today. He's giving you the master key to open doors. And that is the presence of God. When you carry God, you just, I mean, now, hear this testimony. By God's grace, by privilege, I've been privileged to work closely with God's servant, the presiding bishop, Bishop David Oyedepo. I've been able to host him, you know, like 3 times. I've worked with him directly for almost 1 year and like that. There was this particular time, you know, we were going to visit a particular state in Nigeria. And as the man of God was going, everybody, you know, greeting him and whatever, and we're also going. As they were greeting him, we're also waving at the back like that. Is it my fault? They are greeting the man of God, but we that we are also following the man of God, are we doing? They're also greeting us. Praise the Lord. And there was another encounter. We were going to this airport, and they allowed him to pass through a particular place, and they didn't allow us. By the time the man of God entered, we were still outside. And here is the key. Man of God will never wait for you. If you lost, that is your own palaver. So by the time we saw him inside, we took to our heel, running to catch up with him. Why? So that the doors be not shut. Because if the door is shut, nobody is going to listen to you. You don't have no badge. You don't have no itinerary. You don't have... Praise the Lord. That is why you must walk closely with God. But soon as we walk closely with him, when they salute him, they salute us. When they open doors for him, they open doors for us. When they greet him, they also greet us. Shout hallelujah. That is how every devil will salute you. Yes. As you walk closely with God, as you command divine presence, every door shall be opened for you. Yes. Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, put it this way. If God be for you, which door can be shut against you? No door. So if God is for you, what is immigration door? A lot of people struggle a lot. I've seen a lot of people that try to stage manage their immigration. You don't need to do all of those. Just carry God's presence. I've had a lot of testimonies of people who came and God opened doors genuinely for them. They didn't play any prank. They didn't do. All they did was just to serve God and commit to God. And God miraculously opened doors. Some, you know, the only thing is, a lot of people think it's only one door. But there are many doors. Do you know how many doors access you can use to access this auditorium? There are several doors. But some of you only know one. You have always been coming from grace entrance. You don't even know that you can come from faith. Some of you don't even know you can come from hope. Someone is like, where is hope? Where is? Just look around. Amen. There are so many doors. I pray in the name of Jesus, doors of immigration breakthrough will open for you. Amen. Doors of healing, health, and wholeness shall open for you. Amen. All you need to do, carry the presence of God. So how do you carry the presence of God? Number one, we secure divine presence by our delightsome obedience to his commandments. If you want to enjoy divine presence, always obey him. When you are obedient child of God, God will always visit with you. Delightsome obedience. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. heaven. Look at all the open doors. Financial open doors. Open doors over the children. Open doors, you know, for wealth. That's the man that commands God's attention. We also provoke divine presence by following divine direction. When God leads you, he also goes with you. Remember when Jesus sent them, he said, as they went, the Lord also went with them. When he told them, he said, go, and they went. So God directed them, and God also went with them. The same thing happened to Moses. When God gave him instruction to go, in Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, Exodus 13, 17, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. And now, when God led them, when God gave them the direction to take, God was with them. And the sea saw them and fled. That was in Psalm 114, verse 1 to 7. He said, let's start from verse 3. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains kept like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What hail thee, O thou sea, that fledest thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Yea, mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth in the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. I decree in the name of Jesus, by the presence of God, every mountain shall be leveled. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we command divine presence by faith. By faith. The Bible says the just shall live by his own faith. You command God's presence by building up your faith. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 15, he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. That was Moses conversing with God. And God assured him that his presence will go with him. But how was Moses assured that God's presence will go? By faith. So if God is for you, no one can be against you. But God can only be for you when you believe that God is for you. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you build your faith, the presence of God shall always be with you. Because you may not be able to see God physically, but by faith, you know that God is with you. Someone might be asking, now am I sure God is with me? By faith. You believe that God is with you by faith. Because faith equals God. It says in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, if thou can believe, all things are possible. And it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 27, with God, all things are possible. So all things are possible by faith. All things are possible by God. So which means faith equals God. So your faith brings God to you. And if God is with you, all the doors are open. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, by your faith this morning, all the doors shall be opened for you. And finally, which is the grand finale of commanding divine presence for open doors. And this is by praise. We invoke divine presence by praise. Psalm 22, verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Remember the story of Jehoshaphat that we shared last week Sunday, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 24. Who fought the battle? Who fought the battle? Did the armies, did they fight? No. God fought the battle. But how did he fight the battle? How did they bring God down? By praise. When they praised God, God stepped down, and God by himself sent ambushment against their oppositions. I pray in the name of Jesus today, as you praise God, God will come down. Amen. And God will set ambushment against your oppositions. Amen. And finally, you still remember the encounter of Paul and Silas. They have prayed all the prayer they can. They prayed intercession, they prayed supplication, they prayed all manner of prayers. But after their prayers, they switched to praise. And as they began to praise, look at how the Bible puts it. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened. Not just one door, not just two doors, not three doors, all the doors. So don't you worry if you have many problems. I've seen a lot of people say, Pastor, I have so many problems. Welcome. Because today, all the problems return to solution. Yeah. As you praise God today, all your problems over your children will turn to solution. Yeah. Problem over your marriage will turn to solution. Yeah. Problem over your business, over your career, over your finances, over your health will turn to solution. Yeah. Whatever your case is, the doctor might have told you, well, there is no solution, but there is solution in God. He said, I will open a door, no man can shut it. And when I shut a door, no man can open it. That is the Jehovah open door. This service, it will open door for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So when it is time for you to praise, praise God without understanding. Lord, the same way you did for Paul and Silas, they were passing through midnight crisis. I don't know what midnight crisis you are passing through right now, but as you praise God, your praise will command divine presence. And every opposition shall be leveled in the name of Jesus Christ. So anything you want pastor to pray for you for, just praise your way into it. Because praise is easy pass. You have easy pass. Why do you want to follow the country route? You have easy access. Praise the Lord. So praise takes you directly to the presence of God. And this morning you will receive your answer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we also have that.